Song of the Flame was a 1930 American musical film directed by Alan Crosland and produced by Warner Bros. It was one of the early all-talking, all-singing Technicolor productions, an ambitious project meant to capitalize on the public's fascination with sound films. Starring Noah Beery, Bernice Clare, and Alexander Gray, the film was adapted from the 1925 operetta of the same name. With its lavish sets, dramatic storyline, and musical sequences, Song of the Flame aimed to be a grand spectacle in the early days of Hollywood's transition to sound. This is Land of the Lost, Song of the Flame. Set against the backdrop of the Russian Revolution, the story followed a passionate romance between a noble woman and a revolutionary, blending political turmoil with sweeping musical numbers. The film's use of Technicolor was a major selling point, offering audiences a vibrant visual experience at a time when color filmmaking was still a novelty. Warner Bros.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Eager to compete with other studios experimenting with musicals, saw Song of the Flame as a prestigious release that would showcase the studio's technical advancements. Despite its initial reception, the film did not stand the test of time. Like many early musicals, it fell victim to shifting audience tastes and the evolving nature of sound cinema. By the mid-1930s, the extravagant musicals of the early talkie era were seen as outdated, and many were discarded or lost. Today, Song of the Flame is considered a lost film, with only the soundtrack on Vitaphone discs surviving. These recordings provide a glimpse into the film's musical moments, but the visual elements are presumed lost. Alan Crosland, best known for directing The Jazz Singer, played a crucial role in the early days of sound cinema, but Song of the Flame remains one of his works that has disappeared into history. The loss of the film represents a significant gap in early Hollywood's exploration of color and sound, leaving only scattered remnants of what was once a highly ambitious production.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com. It's time you did something.